Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no. We've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Simona, and I have three special guests with me today. It is Sophia, Maya, and Nyla. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
What is up, mother?
Hi.
I invited the three of them onto the podcast just because I kind of want to pick their brain. They've been at home for almost 6 months for the quarantine, huh? How do you guys feel about that?
Si, senor.
I don't know. It's just gone by really fast.
Yeah. At practice, like a month ago, maybe 2 weeks or something, I was talking to my teammate Annabelle, and I was like, yeah, we've almost been in quarantine for like a month already. And then she was like, really? My mom told me it was like almost 5 months coming up now. And I was
like, what?
Oh like, my what? God.
W-H-O-A-T.
Oh, I spelled it wrong.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, us as parents, we get really concerned about making sure you guys are okay during the quarantine, because you really don't have a lot of social interaction. Yes, Sophia?
May give all parents some tips. You should let your kid game as much as you want with no limits.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I don't think all parents would say yes to that.
No. Well, that is some advice.
My mom would definitely say no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Why do you say that, Sophia?
Because what else do we have to do?
Yeah. We can't go to school.
Whenever my mom says, get off your whatever, and I'm like, what else do we have to do? And she's like, go outside. It's like, it's too hot to go outside.
Yeah.
It is a little hot in Arizona, isn't it?
A little?
Just a little, you know?
Just a little. Just like, not even like 100 degrees.
Just like a
maybe
dash.
Like 111. Yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of gaming, I think that was one of the deals, like when we went into quarantine, we felt as though when Sophie wanted to game with her friends, we kind of gave her unlimited time just because she could be social with her friends online and dial in and talk to you guys, right?
Yeah.
Hi.
Most of the time, you have a group of people that you hung out with, Sophie, online, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And that did that help at all?
Yes.
I think it definitely does.
It helps a little bit.
Especially, social. I think if you have, like, siblings, it helps. But, like, I have a friend, her name is Sydney, and she has, like, no siblings, and she doesn't even have a phone. So I don't know how she's been in contact with people, because she's got to be really lonely. And, like, because your parents got to work, and, like, you just pay attention only to you. So they kind of, I don't know.
Did you have unlimited gaming?
It depends on which house. Like, at my dad's,
you have time limit.
Yeah. And then at my mom, she was like, 7 to 9, it's only time you can go on your Chromebook. And I was like, what else am I supposed to do? But then, I know, draw. But I had to do that for a month because I wanted to earn a fish.
You got a fish?
Yeah.
You
did get a fish. If they did that for a month, they got a fish. So, but now we don't have to do that. More like we watch Umbrella Academy, and that's a bomb show.
Yeah, Umbrella Academy?
That's off topic.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're in a podcast here, Nyla.
Sorry.
It's off topic.
Okay, so gaming really helped with social interactions online. Okay, great. What did you guys miss because of the quarantine? Because you couldn't do much around here or travel, so.
When you're hanging out with... Sorry.
I think we should do things that we miss and things that we don't miss.
Okay, what did you miss?
I missed going out in public and not having to be aware that you're, like, just social distancing and everything. I know it's supposed to, help with the global pandemic, but it was so much easier when I didn't have to think about that in my head, and now I have to bring a mask everywhere. It's not a big deal, though, because it just that little thing about wearing a mask helps with, catching viruses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I miss going to, like, theme parks and everything, and now they're all closed because it's so unsanitary.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a high risk.
I think we figured out how dirty some things are and how, like, clean some things are.
Yeah.
Like, public bathrooms.
Those are disgusting.
They're disgusting, and now people don't really go to public bathrooms anymore.
And they touch everything, and it just gets...
It's all dirty and boop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what did you think was a good thing about the quarantine?
No school.
Positive. No school?
I feel like you just got, like, sometimes you were just so bored, like, you didn't even want to play video games, and you're just so bored that you just got time to think about what your life is about and what this time is just really...
What the time that you're in, like, is, like...
It just takes over. Like, this pandemic just kind of just put a pause on life for a few months.
And any advice for any of the kids that are still in summer and still quarantined? Like, what can they do to keep busy?
One, if you go outside, wear sunscreen. Two, if you, like... If you have a phone, stay in contact with your friends.
Or an iPad.
If you don't, you can, like, I don't know what you can do.
You know, we used to write letters and put them in the mail and address.
I know how to do that. I'm not that old. I'm not like the 8-year-olds now who have, like, Nintendo Switches, and I don't even have that. Like, they have, like, Nintendo Switches, phones. And
some other, all that stuff, and...
At least whenever I was 8 years old, I had paper phones.
We'd make our own paper phones, and we'd, like... We were the weirdest 8-year-olds ever, but that's okay.
We would make paper phones at school and, like, pretend they're real and, like, text everybody.
Didn't have one.
But having a really cool paper phone, like, really neat, like, no scribbles, was, like, a super big flex.
Yeah. That was.
But kids nowadays, I have my cousin, not going to name them, but all they do is game all day. And, like, even at the dinner table, they'll bring their devices and everything.
I cannot stand that.
And it's like,
I cannot stand that. I feel like... My mom, if I was 8 years old, I probably would do that, because, like, you don't know what you're, like, you don't know, like,
what the
basic life is, and you don't really, like, have, like, you don't really know, you don't really interact with people at 8, you just be like, hey, friend, dope, cool.
Yeah.
Friend forever.
And
dope.
Dope. So cool. I broke my wrist, and my sister went on a skiing trip, and then I'm not going to name their names, but I had one of my other best friends, she's like, I've known her for a long time, and so we went to dinner, and the only thing that her sister would do, I'm not calling her out or anything.
Win a podcast, don't whisper.
So all they would do, well, all their sister would do was just stay on her phone. She wouldn't even eat her food. And the food that we went was delicious. It was so good.
Yeah.
And it was...
So some kids are addicted to...
Yeah. I know my parents say that I'm, like, addicted to it, but I'm like... I feel like I'm not that addicted. I don't bring it to
I've seen people who are addicted, but I don't think I'm addicted. I think I'm, like, lower than addicted. I'm, like, between addicted and normal.
Like, I can be addicted sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not all the time.
Okay. Well, you know what? We never had a phone growing up.
I know.
It had a cord. It was attached to a wall.
Yeah.
When I was your age.
I watched Stranger Things, so I know that.
No, Umbrella Academy
is better. You know so much about...
Yes. But I'm not, like... I'm... Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different generation. I think your generation is the first that have like iPads and mm-hmm. all these electronics that are just so like readily available. I think when Sophie was a young child,
I never had
so used to the iPad that when she saw my computer, she started touching the screen thinking it was touchable. But I'm like, no, this is a computer. And some of the tablets now are computers, you know, and you can do that. But, I mean, the first computers were black and white.
Yes.
They had a keyboard. And then, you know, now they're colored. And now you can touch things. But it was just
It definitely
a
has
different
progressed.
Time.
I feel like this has gotten to, like, an electronic talk than a COVID-19 talk.
Well, I think it's just a different...
Yeah.
We're talking about your generation and this how to deal with this.
That's what a podcast is.
Are you Generation Z? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. We don't like boys at this age, right?
Oh, no. They're all jerks.
The 95% of them are jerks. Like, that's, like, headline.
Besides the gay boys, those gay boys are awesome.
God. Nyla, we were just talking
they're
about
so
how
nice.
You don't do that.
Oh my gosh, Nyla.
Anything else that you guys have word of advice for other kids your age?
Don't go outside. Don't be on your phone during the table.
Like
at least spend 2 hours away.
Been 2 hours away from
the phone,
electronics.
The phone.
Okay.
I'm sorry to kids that heard this. And, sorry.
Like, your parents tell you that you need limits, and then you get so angry at them, like, oh, why you like this? Like, I just want to go on my computer. But, like, it's there for a reason, so you don't miss out on so much stuff. Because if you're busy playing Fortnite your whole life, you'll miss out on so many things.
No one plays Fortnite anymore. Whatever game they play.
Whatever
game you play, okay. All right, Nyla, do you have any advice for other people your age?
What was the question again?
What sort of advice that you have for people during this quarantine?
I feel like what? Who said it? Maya or Sophie? Stay like 2 hours away from your phone.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because like I feel like you're just gonna miss out on life.
Mm-hmm.
Even though life is not fun right now.
And you guys are 2 days away from going to school. Are you guys excited?
No, not really.
I'm really excited.
I want to go back to school. I want to go to school. I don't want online school. I remember going to school and being like, I hate this. And now I want to be like, I want to go back to school. What else do I, what 8 hours of my day am I going to do? Like, usually on the weekends, I ain't bored because...
I ain't bored.
Because you have things to do.
Because
you can go to friends' houses.
Yeah, and stuff.
Okay.
I'm sorry for talking over.
All right, no worries. All right, great. Ladies, well... I am excited that you guys are going back to school, but in maybe a couple months you'll go back to the real school and not be online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you wanted. That's what you guys wanted.
Yeah.
You're excited to see everybody and give everybody hugs. This is the first time that all three of you guys ladies met during this whole summer.
Yeah.
The day before school, the 2 days before school started, because it was so hard on these girls and everybody's a little cautious, so we finally let your hair down and the parents finally let you guys come over and say hello, right?
Yeah, because usually we go to, like, we usually spend every single day besides the weekend with each other over
mm-hmm.
the summer. Like,
uh-huh.
every single day.
It's like,
but now we
need to have them.
Yeah, and if we ever come over to each other's houses, it's because my dad says, you know, we miss the Twinkies. Why don't you invite them over sometime?
Yeah.
Why does Daddy call them Twinkies?
Because
twins.
Twins.
Oh.
Twinkies.
Twinkies.
Mm-hmm.
Twinkies.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast and answering some of my questions. And I hope that it gets better. I think it's going to be a little bit longer during this quarantine and this whole pandemic. It'll get a little better, but it'll take a little bit of time. So thank you for your patience and I wish you a great school year, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. That's what every podcast says.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cut. Roll. Out.
This is a bonus for Couch to Flyer, made by Sophia. Nyla and Maya. First, we're starting out with the comb.
Thank you for joining on this bonus track. Have a good one.
thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparks something in you to take action to live your best life. If you're interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.